amplifiez votre passion pour la guitare pour quelques euros par mois. Rendez-vous sur lachaîneguitare.com. Amplify your passion for the guitar for a few dollars per month. Head over to theguitarchannel.biz. Welcome to La Chaîne Guitare, welcome to the Guitar Channel. We are Wednesday, it is 7 p.m. here in Paris. I am super happy to have on the other side of the Zoom connection the one and only Massimo Biolcati in New York City. Massimo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, very good to have you. So how is the weather in New York City? Are you buried below snow or no snow at all?
Actually, no. It's a sunny day. It's 1 degree Celsius. And so we're happy. It's a mellow winter.
All right. Excellent. So we are going to talk about the work you do through the great application iReal Pro. Or how do you pronounce it? Is that iReal Pro or iReal Pro?
iReal Pro.
Okay. So iReal Pro. But first, you have to tell me, I see you have a beautiful upright bass behind you. So what's your story as a musician? What was your very first instrument?
My very first instrument was the guitar.
So what went wrong?
Well, I had to play in a band and I was the worst of the two guitar players. So they gave me the bass. That's always how it happens, right?
Okay.
Yeah, as a teenager, I was playing the electric guitar, and then I discovered Pat Metheny.
Okay.
And through Pat Metheny, I started, from the Pat Metheny group, I heard the more jazz records with Dave Holland and with Charlie Hayden, rejoicing those albums. And that sound of the upright bass just mesmerized me, so I fell in love with the bass. And then it became my main instrument, and it's been like that for 30 plus years now.
Okay. So we are doing this interview because I would like to know everything about iReal Pro. But so you have to tell me, at what point did you decide, being a pro musician is not enough, I need to develop an application. What's the story?
It actually happened it wasn't a specific decision. So I was touring a lot. I stopped bringing my bass with me because of the airlines. It was always a problem. So when we tour, we had half a day off or a day off, and the guitar player had his instrument. The drummer had the drum pad that he can practice, but I didn't have an instrument to practice. So I had my computer, and Apple had just released in 2008 the SDK, the software development kit, for the iPhone. And I had this idea of... for an app, which came because I wanted to have chord changes readily available in my pocket on the iPhone. And I had first tried to put the PDFs in the photos. So, I can read the whole real book, but it was too small. The original iPhone was very tiny. Yeah. So you can't do that and play at the same time. So then Apple, as I said, released the SDK in 2008. And I thought, maybe this could be a simple idea. So in the summer of 2008, I bought a couple of books on programming, and I made a simple app to just show the chord changes, not the melody, just the chords, because that would fit well on the small screen. And I put a bunch of songs in there manually, inputting 500 songs. And in January of 2009, the first version of the app came out. That didn't have a play along or anything. It just had the songs and the transposition. And then I basically made it for myself. And then I saw that it started selling very well. A lot of people started using it. And so I started dedicating more time to this. And so I didn't have to take some other gigs, playing in restaurants or something like that. So like, I can do this kind of work for the money and then just do the gigs that I enjoy playing music with. So yeah, it's been very lucky. And then as the app has grown, I added more feature. I added a play along. That was a big feature, and that kind of changed completely the history of the app. It exploded and a lot of people are using it.
Mm. So I forgot to mention that for people watching this, so Massimo is giving away three licenses of his great software. So please post your comment or ask question, and at the end of the live broadcast, I will pick three winners among them. So of course, we are going to talk about the pandemic situation, but let's say before the pandemic, what was the split of revenue between the money you were making with the application and the money as a promotion? Is that 50-50, or it depends on the season? Or
no, well, in the last few years, the software definitely was the biggest income, in part because music doesn't pay much,
mm-hmm.
and in really? Part because I chose only to play the gigs that I wanted to play, you know. So, part by choice and by part because, there's almost no money to be made, especially living in New York. Unless you want to travel and going on tour, the gigs pay $100, $150 when you play at Smalls or, you know, the small jazz clubs. So, you can't really make a living just doing that.
Mm-hmm. What were the challenges you had to develop the application? As I said earlier, right before we started the live broadcast, I started to use the application thanks to Bruno Beltibacar, who you also know. And it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and there was already the backing track, the playing along function behind it. So, and it's right from the start, it was, I think, and I still think, because I'm using the application every day, that it is a great tool to teach. But what were the challenges to make it so awesome?
I was lucky that being both a programmer and a musician, I was able to get the best of both worlds, and being able to make something that sounded organic. Making the accompaniment track sound not boring and have a little bit of human feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big challenge, especially for the jazz background.
Okay.
Accompaniments, right? For rock, you can play pretty steady, pop music, it's, one simple riff over and over, it's fine. But for jazz, you want, for example, the drums, you want the right cymbal to have variation and nice variation on the snare. Otherwise, it starts sounding mechanic.
Mm.
So I had to create hundreds of variations for the drum patterns, for the piano accompaniment, like come up with a lot of different accompaniments so it doesn't sound repeated. So if you play many choruses of the same song, you will hear that the piano accompaniment changes each time. Each chorus is a little different, there's different patterns. Same thing with the walking bass, making sure that you don't start recognizing the same bass line, so it sounds more like a real band would play.
Yeah, and when you talk about that, we are not talking about the different styles, right? It's when you pick a style and you go through it's not going to be over and over the very same bass line or piano line. That's what you mean?
That's what I mean, yeah. Mm. Especially for the jazz, the jazz does. Of course, if you choose reggae or the pop, those have more a steady, always pretty much same grooves. Maybe the drum fill changes at the end of the bar, at the section,
mm-hmm.
because it reads the chart. The biggest challenge in reality was that the app initially didn't have a playback, so I simply made to display chord charts, and then I had to retrofit a playback engine on top of that. So I had to come up a way of, okay, I have this way of displaying. How can we convert? Okay, repeat sign. That's supposed to be 16 bars instead of 8. So the player has to understand this reading, this way of notating,
mm-hmm.
and convert it into the correct length of the song. So that was BC Alcoa, jump to this,
yeah.
to the top and then to the, so that was really tricky. That took a lot of That was hard.
Can you remind us what is basically the business model of your application? It's a paid app and there are some in-app purchases, right?
Yeah. So it's a paid upfront, and then you can buy some extra styles. Blue. For now, I have a blues pack, and I'm planning to add more styles. So it's a bit of an old business model. Everybody's switching to subscriptions these days, and I've thought of it, but it's a challenge. Because I have a lot of users, and to convert from one business model to another, you're gonna anger a lot of people. That
yeah,
say,
for
oh,
sure.
I paid for it. You said it was free, and now you're charging me. So it's I'm kind of stuck a little bit with it. I would have to either like do iReal Pro 2 or something like like a new app or something like that. So. We'll see. For now, as long as I get new customers all the time and there's enough revenue that I can keep updating and developing, I'll stick with this and see how it goes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One super powerful functionality of the app is the access, the very easy access you have to a forum online, where basically you can, in like 2 seconds, upload a full catalog of jazz standards, but also pop, rock, blues, a song, and things like that. And it is always a big surprise for me when I use the app to try to work on a song. Most of the time I find it, and most of the time I even find a couple of versions. So do you manage the firm yourself, or is that completely crowdsourced, or how does it work?
It's pretty much all user based. So I initially uploaded the main, I created some big playlist like the jazz, the pop, the Brazilian, the blues, like 7 or 8 main playlists that I uploaded.
Yeah.
And then after that, thousands of users have been using and uploading their own songs and maybe different versions or corrections, because they don't, you know, everybody has different ideas of what the song should sound like. So right now, there is some, I have a moderator that it's, he just volunteers to make sure that there's no spam and that people behave with civility. And it's all the users. So it's pretty beautiful. I like it that there's this community that it's beyond me.
yeah. And I think the very clever thing about it is that it's not you don't have to it's there is no copyright issue basically, right? Because right. It's not included in the app. You're not selling the subscription, the transcription.
Yeah, and also there's no melody, which is the main thing that you can copyright. You cannot copyright chord changes. If you can imagine how many songs based on the blues
chord changes. That might be a problem, yes.
Yeah, you cannot copyright chord changes. So, yes, that's a lot of people ask, can you add lyrics? Can you add the melody? Well, I can't unless I completely change and then sell one song at a time. And I have to deal with the publishers. And I become a publishing company rather than I just want to focus on this app for educational purposes.
Mm-hmm. And do you know who are the typical users of your application?
Yeah, so the first users were mostly jazz musicians that needed to have the real book in their pocket, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once I added the play along, students became the users. Which is it's really great for students, because you can have a band play over and over the same thing, and you can really learn something. Because if you show up at the rehearsal and then can we play this again, your bandmates are gonna hate you. So with this way, you can over and over, and then when you show up at rehearsal, you play the song with the bass, drum, and piano, and it. You really learn how to play with a band, and conversely, also teachers love to use this, because they can create playlists with this song or with this exercise, some 2/5, so learn these blues, and they send it to the students. And very useful during the pandemic, they can teach over Zoom or Skype, because they can tell the students, can you play along? I listen to you playing with a band.
Yeah,
so the teacher can say, oh, I hear you're always a little behind the beat here, or you always play this wrong note here. It's easy to criticize, give some feedback to a student when you hear them play with a backing track. I still use it myself when somebody sends me some new music and it's kind of complicated, has some odd meters and some hard things that it's that needs to be practiced. I input quickly the chords in the app, and I get to practice, you know, which is great. So when I get to the gig or the recording session, I'm already used to this harmonic progression or these specific grooves that they have written. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was or what is, in fact, the impact of the pandemic on your work as a musician, but also as a developer?
Well, as a musician, it's been very bad, obviously, as we know. No gigs here in New York. Everything has been closed. Some of the clubs are doing live streaming. So yeah. I've done a few gigs, but it's like in a year, basically. Now we're almost at a year. I've done maybe 3. It doesn't count, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I've been in the studio. I decided to record some music because at least I can get together with some people in a safe environment with everybody has their own booth. So it feels safe. I did a few, 3 or 4 recording sessions, and I'm going to put out an album. So that was my musical, what I've done with music during this pandemic. And the app luckily has been pandemic proof, as I like to say, because everybody now is stuck at home and it's like, oh, let me learn the guitar. Mm. Let me practice something. Let me play the piano. So the sales for the app have been pretty much constant, hasn't been affected by the pandemic. So I've been very lucky there.
You didn't see an increase of business during the pandemic, I guess? No,
not really increase, because a lot of people lost their job too. Mm. So there's...
Yeah, very true.
Some people have more time for hobby. Some people lost their jobs, so it kind of stayed, stayed the same. Yeah. Mm.
What are the next ideas you have to incorporate into the app? Do you have many more ideas to incorporate, or is that a mature product at the moment?
Well, the app is pretty mature, but I have a long list of ideas, either feedback from the users or ideas that I want to do. And mainly, I want to improve the sound of the backing tracks now, because when I first made it, it's almost like 7-8 years ago. And I was restricted by the iPhone 4 at that time when I did the backing tracks, which had very little memory, so I cannot have a lot of samples in memory at the same time. Now we have so much power in these iPhones, so I want to upload better samples and improve the sound of the drums, for example. Back when I originally made a lot of the backing tracks, I programmed them myself in Logic, beat by beat, like that.
Okay.
So it's very tedious, and it can sound sometimes a little bit mechanic. So what I want to do now is to work with a drummer and use one of these MIDI drums, that like electronic drums, and record that into Logic, and then take those parts and adapt them into the app, so it has a little bit more of a human feeling. So that's what I will be working on this year, improving the backing tracks to sound a little more organic and better sounding. Yeah.
Any guitar specific function? One great function there is in the application, which I love, again, because I am an amateur guitar player, is that you have the possibility to have the chord diagram to show up when you play, which can be really great again to work on a piece of music. So any more guitar goodies like that?
Not specifically. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, the guitar chords. We have had that for a while, and it's very popular. A lot of people use it. And there's always, we add some new chords. Somebody said this voicing is not very comfortable. There's a better voice. So you know, I'm always improving. Guitar. As far as backing tracks, guitar is hard because MIDI guitar to make it sound good.
Yeah,
it's very hard. Mm. It's. So that's a challenge. I've been doing some research how to make better sounding accompaniment, but it's not easy because everything I do is based on MIDI.
Mm-hmm.
And the guitar, when you strum a chord, there's all these harmonics resonating in the guitar, and the strings affecting each other creates a very rich sound. But in MIDI, you just get five notes playing at the same time, so it's not going to sound the same. And it's hard to do that. But,
But I love the fact that within the application, it's possible to have some kind of mixing console where you can increase the level of the drum or the bass or change even the sound of, let's say, from a organ to piano or the other way around. So it's a good way, I think, to especially again when you want to practice, because you can put, let's say, the drum super loud and the bass very loud and get rid of the rest, so you can really focus on your timing and things like that. And there is even the possibility to add or remove a reverb, right? So it sounds really good. Yeah, not the guitar sound. I believe the guitar sound are not so great, but I don't care because I'm a guitar player.
Because you're a guitar player, right? Yeah, that's exactly. If you're a bass player, you turn off the bass and you play along. Yeah, it's good to practice. Sometimes turn off the bass, even if you're a guitar player. How just playing with the drums and see if I can keep the form, and you will hear the drums hitting the downbeats. So you know, practice with the different challenging. There's also there's a couple of advanced practice feature where you can at each chorus, at each repetition, increase the speed by 5 BPM or something like that, or transpose at every repeat in a different key, so you're forced to play in a different key. I know it's easy on guitar, you just move your hand,
but yeah, no big deal. Yeah. All right, I'm trying to go through my question. I think I asked all the questions regarding the application. Let's talk a little bit more about music. If people want to listen to your music, where do they go?
They can go to my website, massimobiolcati.com.
Okay.
They can hear me a lot with the guitar player Lionel Lueke. We've been playing together for 20 years, and so we've done several Blue Note records together, and that's when asked where can I hear your playing, that's when I like to show people, because we've been playing together for such a long time. And of course YouTube, there's plenty of videos. You know, after being on the road for a long time, there's always somebody filming, or some venues have video productions, so there's always YouTube is the place to go.
So you have to tell me, because you know I am just a stupid guitar player, so I don't know nothing about upright bass. So who are the most influential upright bass player, apart from you, of course?
I mean, Ray Brown and Ron Carter are two of my idols. And I would add Dave Holland has been a huge inspiration. He's still playing amazingly. I go to see him every time, and he's a great man and a good friend. And Charlie Hayden was one of my idols too. His sound was immediately recognizable. That's to me, that's a sign of greatness. Any instrument, really, when you hear 2-3 notes, like, ah, Pat Metheny, ah, John Scofield, ah, Charlie Hayden, that's a sign of greatness when people have such strong individual sound. So that's always, I'm trying to strive for finding your sound, and then, yeah.
And even in 2021, playing a huge instrument like that is still relevant?
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I could say the same thing of guitars. When you look at the sales in the last 10 years, guitar sales are going down. People now want to play keyboards and use Ableton Live, yeah, and, you know, all that kind of thing. But there's something about playing a real instrument that you hold against your body, or you blow in a saxophone. It's very organic. It's a very human, primordial thing, playing the drums. It's very, so I don't think it's going to disappear. And the sound of the acoustic bass for me, it's so unique. In the 70s, Jaco did the fretless bass, and it blew everybody's mind, and everybody thought, oh, we don't need upright bass anymore. But it's still here. People still play it. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. There's a lot of young players that come up, and I see them, I'm like, wow, sounds so good. So there's still searching and still going forward. I think it's very similar to the guitar. There's still the acoustic guitar, right?
Very true.
You can have now the piezo pickup on your electric guitar and make it sound kind of acoustic, but there's something about having a beautifully handmade from a master luthier instrument. That's something special that's not going to go away, I think.
Yeah, hopefully. I agree with you, that's for sure. If people want to have more information, so you gave us the website for your music, so to have more information regarding your app, where do they go?
So irealpro.com, it's the website, and from there's the forums, also where you have a lot of people discussing, not only sharing song, but also discussing this is how I teach, and or other things related to the app, how they use. Some people use it live. They play in the subway with the as a background. You know, there's all kinds of things. And so, irealpro.com.
So, and it's available iOS, Android, on macOS, but no Windows version, correct?
No Windows.
Okay, you're not into Windows.
I never been a Windows person, and at some point I was like, already when I made the Android, I had to learn another language, and I had to buy a bunch of Android phones and try to learn. And I was like, oh, why did I do that? But now I have so many users that I have to keep maintaining it. But I don't want to learn another. I just don't have the time. And as far as business, I could hire more people to help me, but then I become a big business and I have to responsibility. I have to handle this. I have many employees, and I want to keep a small business so I can have enough time to make music. That's more important to me.
Great philosophy. Massimo, it was great to have you on the show. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for giving away the 3 licenses. I'm going to pick a winner. And hopefully it will be possible to travel again in the future. And I will come to New York City, and you will take me to the jazz club to see all the incredible upright bass player. And I will see yourself playing. All right?
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup à tous d'avoir regardé ça. Thank you. Bye bye.
Pour le prix d'un magazine, abonnez-vous à la chaîne Guitare pour accéder aux vidéos intégrales. For the price of a magazine, subscribe to the Guitar Channel to access the full videos.